So there's a hakara with my, I'm not coming to give piskei halacha. I'm not coming to give machrois and maskanos and pesach halacha. I'm giving an overview of the general halacha. It's going to be ma'ir with different things that are negeil lemaisa. When there's machrois, I'll try to mention this. So I might mention my opinion between the two study. But the ikur is to be ma'ir what are the shailas to ask. What do you have to know better? Not to give up my personal opinions on everything. Fine, so for starters, Hilchos Nida is, the Isser Nida is Mufurish in the Torah, and it's Chayv Kars. So that in this one, we're talking about a Deraisa, that's a Deraisa of a Chayv Kars. Sometimes we're talking about the Rabbanans, but when it's a Deraisa, it's a Deraisa that's Chom. So it's something that's important to be aimed on, to know the Halachas. It's something also that most people learn when they're a Chassan and they don't really know what they're talking about. And they don't always, not that they're dependent, but they don't always get a chance to chazur it later, and mamela it's something a lot of people, if they haven't chazur it, don't necessarily have such a clear cut in halachas. So it's kind of to go over the general halachas and be ma'ar, what question, what people might not know, what questions there are, to chazur the basic halachas. Okay, the ikr of dam derai, the ikr of nida deraisa is dam coming out of the makor bar gosha. Basically there's three nekudas that all have to be there for it to be tamei mideraisa. Number one is it has to be dam, not other lecha. Dam, the Gemara learns out, has to be davka, that it's odin. Mideraisa, there are only four shades of red, four very specific colors of red that are tamei mideraisa. Ad kedei kach, that the Gemara says, that there's a difference, when the Gemara is coming to say, what is this? One of the four colored reds is called Adam. That color is the color of a bachur who's 20 years old, who a specific finger had a makah and it reopened. It healed partially and it got ripped open again. And the dam that comes out of that, that's the color of dam nidus, that's tamim deraisa. If he's not a bachur but he's already married, it's a different color. And that color is not tamim deraisa. And there's three other shades of it. Of red, and then there's black, there's shachar, which is adam shalaka. Those are the colors that are tamei midaraisa. Anything other than that, midaraisa is not tamei. However, already bizman of gemara, people were not, the damaroyim were already not bekiyim in these colors. And mamelo, the rishayim say that there was a takana, they call it takana subzera, it's nichval in takana subzera, that any dam that's noitala admimus is considered tome, it's considered not just to be a chumer, it's not just a gzeru drabon and otu dam deraisa, but it has the chumer of an isu deraisa. So whenever we talk about a color that noitala admimus, we consider it to the chumer of a deraisa. We never say, it's not brought down any of the poskim to consider a color to be a suffic deraisa, that maybe this isn't one of the five colors, one of the four reds that's tome deraisa. It's not brought down anywhere. It's only numen that is considered. It's considered an iser deraisa. So that's nukudu number one. Is it has to be dam within dam. And this, so what, how vait did the chumra of the rishayim of the amaroyim already to be metame anything that's made to let me must go. So that's already. When it comes down to the halacha lemaisa, this grace about the midrashim, the mekilim and the machmirim that are almost minakotze lakotze, but lemaisa in Lashon the Rishonim say, many Rishonim say, the Yosef brings it, the Shach brings it, that any color that's not Lavan v'yarek, we have to be metame. Shach is what Lavan v'yarek is. It's Shani has to be anything that has any netil admimus is tame, and Shach what admimus is. But that, those are partial lashonis they talk about, and whatever, there's different, when it comes down to halacha lemaisa, it's different batei midrashim. What is dam tome? Bottom line is, white, yellow, very light brown, or pashut that they are tar. Any more than that, you have to bring different shayles to whichever rav you ask, what shayles he considers to be pashut. Because there's a huge, within other color, and pinks, oranges, reds are pashut that they're problems. Different shades of brown depend on different rabbonim. Even within, mitzad shem, the mekilim are mekel on certain shades of pinks and oranges that seem to be, that would seem pasha bein ibn adam to have in the teal admimus. So I'm not going to get into that. That's already more than fun. That's number one. That's, so it has to be dam. Satan's has to come from the makar. That means that damna comes from the proizdor. Damna comes from a makor in the proizdor. The proizdor, the nartiko, the areas that are, and then there's the damna aliyah, there's that which is not clear what the gemara for the Mishnah refers to aliyah. It's not clear in the Metzius what the aliyah is. For sure, damna comes from the ovaries. Would they have a din like damna aliyah? Whether or not there is the aliyah of chazal or not is a different question. But it's, if damna doesn't come from the makor, from the rechem, is not tomei, not midaraisa ba'atzim, it shouldn't be tomei midarabonim either. No, the question is being mevara where the dam comes from. Well, you don't know necessarily where the dam comes from. So that's a problem. But in theory, if a lady has a makor that's not inside the rechem, the truth is that if we know that the dam is not coming from the rechem, then it's not tomei. Even if the dam is coming from inside the rechem, theoretically, if we know it's coming from a makor, it should be tahor. However, if the makor is inside the rechem, it's very delicate. It's very hard to be matara that. When would it be negay? It would be negay in the case of a lady who we're not at all going to get into the issues of when if it would be mutter. But if a lady has an IUD, which is it's a type of birth control that's inside the rechem, and it can often cause spotting, it would be the most common case I think of when we know there's a mak in the rechem. So that would be a shayla that Rabbanim dan on of whether you can matter that is dam makah or not. But in general, in theory, if we know there's a makah, it is tahar. In order to know whether there's a makah, there are some Rabbanim who claim to be able to tell by the color of the dam if it's dam makah. The emes of dam makah is generally a slightly different color. Most Rabbanim will not be matter, will not be based just on the color though. So therefore, most Rabbanim will require a lady to go to a nurse. And the nurse will check, and there's ways nurses can tell, certain nurses who are trained and approved to check, and they can tell if there is a makah. If the nurse says that there is a makah, then usually the rav will be matter the dam. So that's, it's important to know if a lady's having problems, if she's uncomfortable when she's making bdikas and finds dam, especially if it's a situation where she's finding the dam always in the same place that she feels the tsar. So then there's a makom to go to a nurse. There are certain circumstances where it's not even necessary to go to a nurse. It's certainly something she should mention to the Rav. If she feels pain when she makes the bdika, then she should mention it to the Rav. There are situations where you can be matter such a thing. Then the third tanai for dam, for nida deraisa, is hargosha. Well, after the pasuk of dam yeh bibsara, the Gemara learns out it has to be that she feels the dam the besara. Now, what does that mean? What is hargosha? So the Rishonim discussed two different types of hargosha. There's hargosha of psichas hamakar. She actually feels the rechem open up for the dam to come out. And the second kind the Rishonim talk about is nizdazeya gufa. She feels a tremor, a trembling, like a shaking, almost like fever. That comes together with the dam actually coming out. Those two types of hargosha are considered by all the poskim to be hargosha deraisa. If she sees that, she's vada tomim deraisa. If she does not have any hargosha, and the dam comes out without any feeling, then she would be tomim derabanan. But we'll get in a minute to what's bizman hazeh. There's a third type of hargosha that's mentioned in Achrayim. The Neid of Yehud is basically the machadish of this type of hargosha. He says if the lady feels a zivas davarach, if she feels inside her body something moist trickling down inside the body. The Neid of Yehud himself seems to be saying it's anywhere inside the body. The Achrayim who discuss it seem at most to be willing to take on the Neid of Yehud only if she feels this actually as it's coming from the rechem to the proizdor. And even then there are many Achrayim who argue in the Neid of Yehud that it is generally accepted that if she would feel such a hargosha, she would be Tamei Midaraisa. There will be nafkaminas when we discuss the kulas of Ksamim very soon, but most poskim would consider that yes, to be Tamei Midaraisa. However, in certain cases, which we'll also discuss when there would be nafkaminas, that they will not take this on to have the full chomer of the two hargoshas that are mentioned in the Rishonim. L'maisa, b'zman hazeh, I think this is the only hargosha that it's motzui for ladies to have.
The first night
has to be dam. It has to be dam, not other bodily fluids, and dam has to be, I mentioned it, one of five very specific colors, midaraisa. since already in the times of the Amoraim, they were not bekiyum on what these five exact colors were, therefore we're machmor on anything that's close to these four shades of red and black, and anything that's close to that is considered as if it's daraisa.
Is there a minimum amount?
There's no minimum amount. Even the lashon of the Gemara is tipas dam kechargel, the amount of blood is a mustard seed, and it is mufurish l'shach and all the other poskim, that's lav davka, that's even less than that. Even if it would be less than a mustard seed, would also be tamei midaraisa. When it comes with a hargosh, when there's all the other tnaim, there is no minimum shear. When do we get into minimum amounts? That's when we're talking about ksamim. We're not going to talk about ksamim right now, either tonight or next week. Probably tonight we'll get to at least part of it. Okay, it's not really negating, hopefully it shouldn't be negating, but the Isser of Nida is equally so on an Eishes Ishes on a Pnuya, and so too is all the Hachakas, which we will get to in a couple weeks, would apply to a Pnuya also. Well, not all the Hachakas, some of the Hachakas, I should say. Oh, so what's with Bizmanaza with Hargoshes? Bizmanaza, most ladies do not feel Hargoshes. Certainly not Hargoshes of Tzichs and Makar or Nizdazeh Gufa that happens specifically with Yetzias Adam, which is Nida Daraisa. Ladies do feel what they call PMS, they do feel certain symptoms leading up to the Vessus coming. Those are not Hargoshes Daraisa. They may come into, they may Allah not come in as Litanian Vestas. They are not Nidas Daraisa. So even Zivas Dovelach, I don't think that most ladies feel on a regular basis. So what's Bismanazah? So some place can ask, so Kenzan, Bismanazah, there's no Nidas Daraisa. Maybe all ladies today are only Tamim Midrabon. That's not accepted by the Paiskim. The Paiskim accept that Bismanazah also, all ladies are Tamim Midaraisa when they get their period. Why? That's a good question. What's generally accepted by the Paiskim is that there is such a musik mentioned in the Gemara. The Gemara mentions the concept by shaitis. If you have ladies who are shaitis, they're not there. They're not with it. They don't have all the mental facilities. So they don't know that they have a hargosha, but they have one. So they're considered to be tamei deraisa. So they say that Noshim today, not to say Chas from Noshim today are shaitis, but in that aspect they're similar to shaitis. And they will be tamei deraisa even though they didn't realize they had a hargosha. Because what are the Paiskim saying? The Paiskim say that Noshim, they have hargoshas. But they don't realize they have hargoshas. Because whatever it is, people have so many things going on in their life, they're not as in tune with their body, they're not in touch with their inner workings, however exactly you want to describe it, but they have hargoshas and they don't notice.
So, my mother told me, years ago, I remember saying that she knew when she was ovulating, that she had that level of sensitivity. So there is such a thing. But to pay attention to such a thing, a person would have to have an incredible level of self-awareness.
Right, and I saw in a certain sefer that he wanted to tie in that it's not that something intrinsic that's changed. It's that people are distracted. People have so much going on in their life. He said if you could train ladies to have argoshes. If you would train ladies every time they know that span of days when they're likely to get their vessels, every time they think they feel something a little funny, run and go make a bdika. And she'll very quickly learn after a couple months how to tell which feelings are the hargoshes of the nidus starting. And you could train ladies and they would feel the hargoshes also today. It's not accepted to davka go out and do that. I don't know of any place other than this one sefer I saw it in, which was the Mot Chaliyah's sefer, who actually recommend trying it. But L'chol, Mestom, at least in Metzias, he's right. Mestom in Metzias is a lady could train herself to feel it, but it's generally accepted in the place that you're not mechuyev to go try to feel it, to try to train yourself. The truth is, today ladies are so sensitive that if they make too many bedikas, they're likely to cause problems, to cause irritations, to make themselves shyless, and it's
why
not kedai.
Why should you try to train yourself?
Why? Because I'm saying it's not accepted that you should dafka. He recommends doing it. It's not accepted in the price
movement. It might be good for mental health to learn to relax in our crazy generations.
True, but for Hilchas Nida, it doesn't seem as an Indian dafka to know if it's deraisa or drabbanan. It's what's accepted by all the Paiskim is. What is accepted by the Paiskim, which negel maisa is. That whenever there's a large quantity of dam, and there's a big range of what the place consider to be a large quantity, but when there's a large quantity of dam, let's take the simple case, straightforward case. A lady has a full-scale vessel. She has a regular period. It's accepted she's vade tamei deraisa. She vade had a hargosha, even if she didn't notice. how much. So then, when we get to the sugya of kasanim, we'll have to discuss where is it, because there's a sheer less when there is no hargosha, there's still a tumid rabbanon, and when there's a certain amount of dam, it is basically it ranges. I think Chutzani says between 2 and 3 grisim, till Reb Moshe says 7 grisim. But there's a certain quantity of dam that if she's more than that, we assume that she's tamei midaraisa. And then all the kulas of ksamim multiply. Soon we'll get to the kulas of ksamim. Okay.
That's measured as surface area, not as volume.
Yes, according to most places, when there's a subjectary talks about volume. We'll get there when we get to ksamim. It's a good point. Fine. Let's see, was there any other points I missed? I mentioned that any dam that, in general, if the dam does not come from the rechem, if it does not come from the mukar, it's not tamei midaraisa. However, we do assume, unless you know otherwise, this is already from the Gemara, unless there's a reason to think otherwise, any dam that's found in the proizder is assumed to have come from the rechem, as the Rambam says, roiv dam mar boi mir ha-mukar, and roiv dam mar tmei. So any dam that's found is assumed to be from the mukar. If there's reason to think otherwise, as I mentioned, if there's pain, so then ask Rav, and he will send you. He may send you to a nurse. Fine. Okay. So we mentioned also when we mentioned about the colors of dam. It's also important to mention that even if the dam comes out dry, it comes out as blood clots, that would still make an isha tamei midaraisa, and it has to be shown to a Rav. If the dam seems to be a different color, if in other words, if she made a bedikah, she's not able to bring it to the Rav till a couple days later, and she notices that it's changed in color, as far as she can tell, it looks different than it did originally, she should mention that to the Rav, or the husband, if he's bringing it, it should be mentioned to the Rav. Depending on the Rav, there are many Rabbanim who they can tell from their experience what it's supposed to look like. They can tell if it's changed or not, or if this color could possibly come from red, and they might not listen to you, but it's can I mention it if it appears to have changed colors? When you're checking yourself with the color to know what is worth bringing the rub and not, and certainly the rub is generally going to try to look at it under sunlight, because electric lights distort color. Fluorescent lights make it look more kaal, they make it more makel. Incandescent lights are more yellow, they make it look more chum. Sunlight is considered the natural light. There are some special light bulbs that imitate sunlight. They try to be as close as possible to sunlight, but it's always best to look in real sunlight because there can be a huge difference in what color something looks like under sunlight and under electric lights. The mirrors, before they go out to the Rav, you should be careful to keep them in a clean place. There's many stories with people who have put it down, say, on top of the toilet tank, and then they also keep their aerosol cans there, like air fresheners. And the aerosol cans often have rust on the bottom, which is red. So sometimes you can find a red ring on the aid, which has nothing to do with the lady. But it creates problems, obviously. Also, the marriage should preferably be brought. I mean, if the shaila has to be asked right away, it's the shaila of the last day of Shivinakiyam, so bring it to the Rav right away. It's best to bring it to the Rav when it's dry, because the colors do change from wet to dry, and the wet is can be a distortion of the color. It's best to answer in the pasuk on the shaila when it's dry. And if the person is not able to bring it immediately, they should always remember, they should mark down, preferably write, because people forget, what date it was taken on and what was it. Was it the bedik of one of Shivanakiyim? Was it a hafsik tyro? Was it a moich dachuk? Because it can have nafkaminas in the halacha. So you should preferably, as people write, especially the ones that have a tail, you can write on the tail of it what date it was and what it was. Fine. So what is Hargosha? We mentioned Hargosha. What is the makar for Hargosha? So there are different Havonas and Hargosha also. Basically accepted Havona and Hargosha is the Hargosha is a Tnai. It's a Gzeres HaKost. The Torah says that Dami of the Bissar, we learn from Bissar, Midarais Adam is not coming without a Hargosha. Why? Gzeres HaKost. Not because I think otherwise it's not from the Makar. Even if I know the Dam Vada comes from the Makar, there's some who say the Hargosha is just a bureau that it comes from the Makar, but that's not what's generally accepted. What's generally accepted is that the Hargosha is a Tnai. There's a cost. So if there wouldn't be a Hargosha, even though we know it's Dam, red Dam from the Makar, it would not be Tomei Mido Erais. So now we get into an interesting halacha. The Tumas Adeshin talks about a case. Let's say a lady had a Hargosha and didn't find Dam. Now, so Trimas Hadashin says, Shulchan Aruch brings it, that there is an umdana, that a person doesn't have, a lady does not have a hargosha without seeing down. If there was a hargosha, something, that means that something came out of the rechem. It could be a maritam tohor. However, we have a roiv. Roiv damim are dam tome. So if she doesn't make a bedika, she feels a hargosha. So hargosha tells me something came out. Since roiv damim are tome, we have to assume it was dam tome that came out. Therefore, if a lady feels a hargosha and doesn't make a bedika, we assume that she's tome. And Shulchan Aruch paskens that way. There are chalukim, there's a radvaz, there are other places more chalik, but Shulchan Aruch paskens the Trumas Hadashin, that a hargosha, not that a hargosha makes her tame, the hargosha makes us assume that dam tame came out. What happened to it? It got lost. We don't know.
What's the basis of machlokes? Is that an argument in
Rove, or is it an argument whether it creates a strong enough assumption to override her chezkas tahara. Now, right now she's tar. We have a chazak, if she was tar, she's still tar. On the other hand, we have a hargosha, and hargoshas usually would indicate that something's coming out.
And
on the other hand, you have a mutable comes out that's tar, and you have a possibility that there was a hargosha without anything coming out. So the question is, how do you weigh those factors against each other?
If it's a rov negative chazakah, we normally go with rov, or was that also?
Roiv v'chazoka. What? Usually roiv would be honest. So he would say roiv is tame. However, you have...
Roiv would break the chazaka here because what the roiv is because it could be nothing or it could be the tahor. So that's basically
what I don't remember the exact one of the machlokes. But yeah, it's... That was... But that's the basic... So the Shulchan Aruch passes to tame. However, the Achrayna make... limitations in this. Number one is we mentioned three different types of hargoshas. We mentioned that there's the Trumas Hadashin's hargosha, the Lady Behuda's hargosha of Ziva's Dovralach, which is the only one that's common today. And most Pais can say that even if we're going to accept the Lady Behuda, that would be Tomei Deraisa, but we're not going to accept it to the extreme, to the point that it's going to make her Tomei Bidyevet, if she didn't see anything. So that right away limits very much this halacha. Because it's now only negay if she's had a hagosha psichas mukar, and even this dazeya gufa, there's a machlek as a poskim whether you're going to say this halacha there. But it's beikur by psichas mukar, maybe by nizdazeya gufa. However,
the hagosha nizdazeya gufa, that when that hagosha was felt, that's felt at the very first moment of the period, or it's felt every time there's any flow during the period.
Felt specifically at the beginning of the period.
Like the first opening?
At the, when it first opens to let out, because once it's open, it stays open, so it doesn't keep opening and closing.
Okay.
Which is actually a very important factor, because then there's, okay, when we get to Hafsik Tyra, there's the issue, if a lady for some reason can't make a Hafsik Tyra, can she sit and try to feel if she can feel them coming out? There are places who do, there are achrayim, there's a Chuvas Chasam Seif, we discuss it, and one of the problems with that is the hargosha something that's constant, in which case if she doesn't feel it, that means that indicates no dam is coming out, or is the hargosha something that indicates it's starting to come, and once it continues, then there's not necessarily any continued hargosha. And so that issue is discussed there.
Right. So either way.
There are some places we seem to understand that the hargosha has to be constant. If I remember the Chassam Sofer says, like I told you, that no, the Hargosha is at the beginning.
It's
just the opening. What? Yeah, so I'll get to that. Number one, but the lady does feel a Hargosha, what's certainly true is she's mechuyev to make a bedika right away. If the lady thinks she felt a Hargosha, she should make a bedika. Even according to some places, if she felt a Ziva's Dovalach. She should make a bdika right away. There are some places who say she does not have to by Ziva's Dovalach. Why? Because Ziva's Dovalach, so let's start. What's the reason? The reason is, again, as we said, the Trumas Hadashin, everyone agrees that there is an umdana, it is understood usually if a lady feels any hargosha, including Ziva's Dovalach, there's a good chance that dam is coming out. Therefore, she should, that is a reyes in her chazkas tara. She should make a bedika to be mavar if the chazaka still stands or if something broke the chazaka. So she should make a bedika. If she finds a mara tar. Let's say she finds a white, a yellow, or any other color that the Rav says is tar. So now we have an indication that the Zivas Dovelach or the was allowing a mara tar to come out and she will be tar. If that happens three times, as you mentioned, three times she felt a hargosha, she made a bedika, found a mara tar. She doesn't have to check anymore when she feels a hargosha because she's muchzak. It's understood that these hargoshas that she's feeling are hargoshas of dvarim tahirim coming out, and not dvarim tameim. And that's why some, since it's so common to have a zivas dovelach with maris tahiris, ladies constantly have hafroshes of maris tahiris coming out. But some place can say that for zivas dovelach she never has to make any bedika. Because Rav Noshim feel Zivas Dovelach from Maris Tahiris, and it doesn't indicate Bechlal that a Mara Tameh came out. I think most places can say L'chatchila she should make Bedikas on Zivas Dovelach. But in any event, if she forgot to make a Bedika, or she made a Bedika and found nothing, by a Zivas Dovelach she is going to be Tahar, according to almost all places. Whereas if she felt a Psicha Samakar, it's more common than anything else. It's not very common either, though. Especially if you understand, like most places, not like the Nidibu themselves, that the Zivas Dovelach has to be specifically the dam at the cervix, at the Tzavah HaRechem, coming from the Rechem to the President. That's almost impossible for ladies to say she felt exactly at that point. And according to most places, that's all they're willing to take on, the Zivas Dovelach should be Darais. Should be, and certainly should be Ma'ur, a Tumah without finding dam. If she finds nothing, then according to the Tumas Adesh and by Psichas Makar, she's going to be Tomei. Because there's a Chazaka, there's a rove that Dam came. Where did it go? It got lost. It got absorbed into the, it got lost, trapped in the folds. It fell out before she had a chance to make a Bdika. So according to the Tumas Adesh, she's going to be Tomei if she finds nothing. If she made Bdikas three times and found nothing? So Pashtus, according to the Tumas Adesh himself, that shouldn't help. Because what are we? What does the bedika show me? It doesn't show me that nothing came out. It could be there was a drop that got lost.
Yeah, three times.
It got lost. It doesn't. It doesn't show. It doesn't prove. However, since today the place can take. You're right. She makes three bedikas for a different reason. Reb Vosner points that I could be. There's other places I'm talking. I saw it in Reb Vosner. He points. He says very clearly. He says I don't understand. Rav Noshim today when they get the period. He says it's common. You tell your lady there's a din of the Trumas Hadesh. That if you have Hargosh and don't find anything, you're Tomei. Most ladies today have a lot of years Shemaim, and they're always worried they're feeling Hargoshes. They're always, maybe that was a Hargosh, and they're going to run make a Bedikah, and they're not going to find anything, and they're going to be very worried. He says, no, I don't understand something. When she gets her period, she doesn't feel a thing. Most ladies, from what I understand, is they know a day or two before they're getting their period, they put in pads, and all of a sudden, once they go to the bathroom, they find the pad dirty. That's how they know they got their period. If that's the case, which I understood is Rav Noshim, I've understood from a number of different people, not just from my wife, but from speaking to other Rabbonim and to other husbands. It seems that's the most common situation with ladies today. Which means that when they get their period, they don't have any specific hargosha. So I don't understand. Every month when she gets mamash, her vest is gomer, she doesn't feel anything, and all of a sudden now she's hargosha and didn't find anything. The shape of ladies is most ladies are dreaming. I'm sorry, they're worried that, man, maybe they're going to be Tomei and not realize it. So they imagine they felt Hargoshes that weren't really Hargoshes. So therefore, he says exactly what you were saying, is that if she makes a Bedika and finds nothing, not a Tholomdus of the Trumas Hadesh, but it shows me that what she thinks is Hargoshes, she's now, if it happens three times, she's Muchzik, that what she thinks are Hargoshes aren't really Hargoshes. That's number one. Number two is he says that even if before the three times, he says that if a lady comes and says, I had a hargosha and I made a bedika and I didn't find anything, well, I forgot to make a bedika. So he says, you ask her, what kind of hargosha did you feel? Now, he says, if she says, it was a hargosha psicha samakar, you ask her, how do you know? And she says, I'm into meditation and I know that's psicha samakar. So what can you do? It's sif and shulchan aruch. We can't erase sif and shulchan. We don't erase sif and shulchan aruch. But if you can convince her that what she felt, maybe she's not sure if it was really a hargosha of psichas hamakar. Maybe it was something else, maybe it was just that she had to go to the bathroom, maybe it was... If you can convince her she's not sure, so now it's only a sofik if she had a hargosha. So a sofik hargosha is not a problem, if you don't find out. So that's what Shiva Lady says. He says, try to get out of it. try to ask her a lot of questions to convince her that she didn't really feel a hargosha, and it's not a problem. Again, hargosha without dam is tar, but the Chumash HaDeshan is saying if there was a hargosha, we assume there was dam. There's no smoke without fire. If there was a hargosha, there must be dam. Where did it go? I don't know. Let's say she had a moich dachuk for whatever reason. She happened to have a moich dachuk in, and she felt a hargosha, and she takes it out and it's perfectly clean. So there's no way the dam could have possibly gone. Then aruch hanami, the person is going to be matar. Who had then, according to many paiskim, if she made a bdika mamish instantly, if within a couple seconds she made a bdika, within, say, 2-3 seconds she made a bdika and it came out perfectly clean, then you're right, then the paiskim are going to accept that as there was no dam, because it couldn't have gotten lost. Where could it have gone in 2 seconds? And that would be good enough that she is taught. Now, what does come up during the Negei Lamaisa, again, to say that this halacha is not so Negei Lamaisa, is, I don't know exactly what they used to do, but today I think most ladies wear underwear. It seems that it was not always so, but today most ladies wear underwear. If there was dam, it would have had, if she makes a bidika, let's say she makes a bidika 15 minutes later. That's too late. You missed it. The dam could have gotten lost. But where did it go? It has to go somewhere. If she's wearing underwear, and her underwear is perfectly clean, and she makes a bidika 15 minutes later, and the bidika is perfectly clean, there was no dam. Because if there was, where did it go? To say that the dam got absorbed back into the body is, I think, too vite of a chashash to be metame someone, especially bismanazah that most ladies do not have argoshes. So in general, a lady's wearing underwear, you have to make a bidika, but even though Shulchan Aruch says you make the bidika instantly, bismanazah lady with underwear who makes a bidika even a while later, and both the underwear is clean and the bidika is clean, does not have a problem. What's a while? Some people say up to 24 hours. But that's assuming she didn't pick off the underwear in between. She went to the bathroom in between, you start having problems. So, whatever, as soon as she can. In any event, again, you have the only zivas davalach to make one, psichsa makar is not common, and is not common today. And most ladies who think they have psichsa makar probably didn't. So, the bottom line is, even though it's halach and shulchan aruch, and it's a choshevah halach lemaisa, because if this happened, then it's a problem, but it's something you can usually get out of. It's usually not halach lemaisa problem. The one thing that is negei lemaisa is it. What? Yesh la chazok shiru amaratoh. This is not zivah. Not zivah. לא צריכה לבדוק. אם יש לך חזק שהיא מוצאת מה התהרת, לא צריכה לבדוק שלה.
כולם תסתכלו?
אני חושב שכן. אפילו יש לך חזק שזיבוס דבר לך עם מה התהרת. יש פסקים שזיבוס דבר לך לא צריכה בדיקה בכלל, אפילו לא יחזיק. If the sheet is like that, but I think it was generally accepted by most poskim, the one thing that's making a mice here is if a lady thinks she has argosha, she should make a bdika as soon as possible. But after 3 times of not finding anything, she doesn't have to anymore. I think that is what's accepted by the majority of poskim. Even by psichism. Even psichism, la mice of isman azeh, if 3 times she made a bdika and found nothing, she can stop making bdikas. And with zivas dovalach, there's even a machalikas if she doesn't make bdikas at all. Fine. This is the main way an isha becomes tamei midaraisa, is if she sees dam with a hargosha. Another case of how a lady can become tamei midaraisa is psichas akev. The typical standard case of psichas akev would be when a lady gives birth. So then we know that the cervix opened, we know that the tzavar arechem opened up, there's also tumas leida, but we're not talking about Tumas Leida, if you know that something came out, and as far as you can tell it was clean, there was no dam on it somehow, theoretically, she's still going to be Tomei, because Chazal said, Im Sichza Makar B'Loi Dam, Im Sichza Kevr B'Loi Dam, if the Rechem opens up, we assume that Vadai Dam came out. When is it going to be Negea? The standard case they talk about is a lady who had an early miscarriage, and it's too small to create a Tumas Leida. Tumas Leida only starts after 40 days from conception. 40 days from, let's say, from Lel Tevila. Only after that is there going to be tumas leida. However, even before that, if what came out was large enough to create psichas hamakor, which the Beis Yosef says is anything bigger than a kash dak shebedakim, then it's going to be, she's going to be tamei al psichas hakever, where it's negeya is by doctor's visits. If she goes to the doctor and the doctor does an internal exam, she does not become tamei al psichas hakever because it does not go deep enough. Psichas hakever has to be that they open the cervix, they open the tzavar harachim. And it actually went inside the rechem. It went open the entire tzavar rechem. That's very uncommon. There are certain medical tests where they do that. If a person goes for regular doctor's visits, say during pregnancy, they want to check if she's dilated, that does not make her tamei. To see if she started opening. In any event, which is... dilation, it depends. Many places can say up to 5-6 centimeters, it's not a problem. I'll get to that soon. I'm going to talk about leida. Right now I'm talking about psichas makar. I'll get to actual leidas.
But
what
does that say? Girud
could be... when they actually break the... when they go in and break the water, yes, that would luchara be...
No, girud for medical reasons to a...
Girud is a pap smear?
Not pap smear. I don't know what they call it. What do they call it? They actually go and they scrape everything out if there's some kind of problem there.
Oh, a DNC.
What?
A DNC. DNC.
Yeah.
A DNC, yes, would make her tongue, but anyway, dam is going to come out.
But even if they
didn't, if they did a DNC and the dam came out, they did a pretty bad job. But
what?
They did a bad job if they did a DNC and the dam comes out.
They're
trying to absorb all the vacuum up all the dam. They're taking it
out, so it's coming out.
It comes out. She bleeds for days after DNC, lady bleeds for a week.
But it's just the act of opening up.
That's true. It's also true, yes. Right. That for sure causes tongue. There are other medical procedures that can cause it. Uh-huh. I'm not sure exactly what they are, but there are. It's not common.
But the skin, it's a kind of
very thin. Some places can say 3 millimeters.
It had to be 5 centimeters.
Some pieces of finger. So there's a difference whether it's opening naturally or it's opening belay, right. Or it's opening from outside or inside.
So if it's less than 40 days, how do you know it's a kash dash or that?
Depends on the size of the thing that came out. How big the thing that comes out is. The bottom line is that a lady who has a miscarriage at any stage, the mice is going to bleed. So it's not nagei. It's not nagei. She's always going to bleed. What is nagei is a doctor's visit where he did some kind of an examination that went inside the rechem. Then it would be a problem. The standard things they do, pap smears, and when a lady's pregnant, generally do not go inside. It's only when they do unusual procedures. If there's a shaila, so you have to find out from the doctor exactly what he did, and you have to speak to a rav. A rav knows different medical procedures. I do not know that. I do not know the specific different types of medical procedures, what they do where. But you have to find a rav who does know that. If it's negea, generally it is not negea.
That's why when they give birth and the plug comes out, that she's tamei?
No, when the plug comes out, many places can say she's tamei, because usually when the plug comes out, the mucus plug has some streaks of red. Which they assume are down. Psichas HaMakor, the plug is in the lower half of the Tzavar HaRechem. The top of the Tzavar HaRechem could still be completely closed. When the water breaks, so then there are some poskim who say you have to be choshesh that there's dam in the water. However, I think most places can say that if you can see it, let's say if she was laying in bed when the water broke, and you can look at the sheet and you don't see any reddish stains on it, then she is still b'chezkas tahara.
Even though v'adai there is p'sichas
harachim. Yes, right. Because p'sichas harachim, to let out liquid, is not a p'sichas harachim, is not metame.
It
could come out through voice. Exactly. That's what they say.
I feel not for sure that there's no blood, even though
it's not open up. There's no... Yes, it depends how much it opened. If it opened to a point that's called psichas hakever, so then we assume that dam came out.
What do you mean? So water is
not... Water is not resisting, no. Water, because water could come out through a tiny hole.
If water comes out, doesn't matter how much it opens up.
That's right. If
nothing came out, then it opens up to sheer psichas.
If dam comes out, she's telling me no matter how...
If nothing came out, but she's open to the sheer psichas hakever,
so
then we assume dam came out.
Then we assume dam came out.
But if we see the water came out, then she's not done.
Because we don't know. Because it could have opened up a tiny amount. The water could come out through a tiny opening.
When the water breaks.
Water could come out. What if just before like dilation starts?
Just like the third.
No, what?
She's
3 centimeters
dilated.
Oh, if she's 3 centimeters, if she's 3 centimeters dilated, the problem is also 3 centimeters dilated, not also water breaking.
Okay.
I'm saying the water breaking is not the problem. The 3 centimeters dilated might be the problem, but it isn't. You're right. It's a good point. Is that when they open with a tool, we save them from a very small amount as a problem. And when it's b'shas leida, actually she's not tamei until it's yosheves al mashper, which is the place we understand is the stage where she could no longer walk. That's, and okay, I guess we have to continue this next week. Next week is